Jesus gives firm warning in John 10:10. But we usually quote only that happy second half, the comfort truth that Jesus came to bring us life abundant. But Jesus' first words were also truth, that Satan the deceiver comes to steal and destroy. We're at war. Revelation 12:17. And the dragon, Satan, was enraged with the woman, and he went to make war with the rest of her offspring who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Through Matthew 5:19, Jesus is speaking to all churches and today's Christians using his name who have driven away his people of Israel by false teachings. One says that the eternal Yahweh God ended his forever laws when Jesus died to save us from the penalty of the continuing to exist laws, a misteaching of when Paul said that Jesus ended the enmity of the law. Satan is enraged when we keep the commandments of God. Revelation 12:17.
Jesus warned a people that God did not end his law. See Matthew 5:19 for this truth from God's Son, Yahweh God, who gave good commandments.
Revelation 14:12, God's angel declared, "Here is the patience of the saints. Here are those who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus." Matthew 5:19, Jesus quite clearly said this warning to Christians and churches, "Whoever therefore breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches men so shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does and teaches them, he shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven." Simple grammar. The word least requires that they be more than two. Otherwise, Jesus would have said either law. False teachings say God now has two laws, just love God and love people. Jesus said his words were a summary, not the entire words. Simple logic.